The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You're welcome back. You are listening to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock this evening. And we are coming to you live from Austin in the great state of Texas. And yes, I have managed to wrestle myself free from the confines of our studio, our makeshift studio in downtown Austin. And I am delighted to say that I'm in a very special place. Terry Black's Barbecue. Matt is with me. Matt, what is your job here?
I cook all the barbecue here and enjoy it the whole time.
So tell me, what am I looking at here? Because we're outside the restaurant itself. We're where all the food is
getting. We're at the pit house, and we're looking at 3 1,000-gallon offset smokers. An offset smoker is just a fancy way to say each one has an individual firebox on one side that sits lower than the smoke chamber. And the fire we build inside of that box is where all the magic is going to happen. That live fire sucks in fresh air to stay alive. The elevation changes in the stack in the back of the pit creates a natural draft or draw that pulls the hot smoky air through the pit, indirectly cooking all the meat inside. We try to smoke our briskets for 12 hours.
12 hours!
The beef rib, 8 hours. The pork rib, 6 hours, the house-made sausage, and the turkey for 4 hours. And we always have a team of guys out here barbecuing.
I was just thinking that. I mean, we're going to head inside now, and I am drooling already at the prospect of this. But, I mean, people who are here in the middle of the day, this stuff has been cooked, the 12-hour brisket. I mean, that started in the middle of the night.
So, honestly, the meat itself is a 48-hour process. It comes in, the trimmers trim anywhere from 300 to 400 briskets every single day. After they're done, they're saving the trimmings to make the sausage at night. We're going to season it with salt and let that salt sit on the protein from anywhere for 12 to 18 hours. What that's going to do is pull the moisture out of the meat, and that meat's going to suck the salt inside of it. So you get all that flavor without having all that salt on the outside. When I load the pit, if I physically see any salt on the meat, I will remove it with my hand, because that salt creates a barrier and blocks the heat and smoke from getting into the protein. And at some point during the cook, it'll crystallize and flake off, leaving an opaque spot. And that's scary. Don't no one want that.
No,
we're going to remove
that.
All the salt, hit it with a dusting of pepper. Once we salt it, we let it rest 18 hours. We're 24 hours into having the meat right now. Then we're going to load it on the smoker and smoke it for 12 more hours. So now we're 36 hours in. Once it comes off, we rest it from anywhere for an hour to an hour and a half. We're going to get an internal temperature of about 155 before we wrap it up in tinfoil. At that point, we'll take it inside and hold it in a temperature-controlled box called an auto sham. And we can hold that meat there from anywhere from 4 to 8 hours in the safe zone. We don't have to worry about anything bad happening. And it's going to let that meat suck all those juices back up into it. And that's what's going to make it so juicy and mouthwatering, is letting it rest that extra bit of time. People always forget that step, but it's super important.
How long are you doing this, Matt?
I've been doing barbecue my whole life. I'm originally from North Carolina, and we cook the whole hog there as barbecue. I've been at Terry Black's for 2 years, but this is the beauty about barbecue, is it's not to say this is how you do it or that's how you do it. It's about doing, using what you got. The local woods, the local proteins, and the indigenous cooking methods of the region, the way they used to do it, just shining light on that and, you know, enjoying the heritage.
I mean, it's pretty humid out and around the city today. Maybe not for you guys, but for us coming from Ireland, it's fairly humid. You must sweat some amount.
Yeah, on a humid day, I'll at least bring 3 shirts to work, maybe 4. you can't have enough of them. But honestly, humid days are the best for cooking brisket. Brisket loves the humid weather. We keep a pan of water inside of each pit just for that reason, to keep the humidity up inside of there. And likewise, yin yang, the sausage does not like humidity. We need that dry heat to crisp that natural casing of the sausage. So when I'm cooking the sausage, I will remove the water pan from there, and I'll leave my doors more open so they can suck in more fresh air and get more of a convection style cooking, with the air flowing over it, drying it out throughout the cook.
So tell me, we're about to head inside. Like I say, we're really looking forward to it. What would you recommend?
Okay, So if you have backup and your friends are here to help you, I always recommend the beef rib. It's big, it's rich, it's decadent. It's almost like a dessert. It's too much for one person to normally handle by themselves. That's why I only recommend it if you have some friends to help. But it's so rich, so good. It's something you're going to remember. You're never going to forget it. It's very special.
What do you have with it? What are my sides? What do you enjoy with that?
Oh, man, you cannot go wrong here. You literally could close your eyes and throw a dart at the board, and you're not going to go wrong.
You're a great salesman, Matt.
Literally any of the proteins, we knock them out the ballpark, every single one of them. I recommend trying them all. Even if it's just a little piece, please try it. All the sides are made in-house. We're not skipping any corners. We're dotting every I and crossing every T. That's why I'm so passionate about it. That's why I know our product's so good.
Matt, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I super appreciate y'all coming out here and checking us out.
Yeah, well, listen, we are excited, like I say, to get in there and try the food. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick ad break, and as quick as we can, we are going to absolutely scoff whatever we can get our hands on inside. Matt, like I say, Matt is a great salesman. He sells it all. I'm going to have to try everything. We're at Terry Black's Barbecue here in Austin, Texas. We are live from this great city in this great state right through until 7 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. You're welcome back to the Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cudahy with you until 7 o'clock. We have worked our way inside. Myself, producer Patter, and Jess Kelly. And Jess, I mean, this is an absolute feast. We have about as much meat here as we have in our bodies. It's huge.
This is like something from the Flintstones. It is just unbelievable. So just to explain to people, when we came in the door, you have to pick your side. So I went for mac and cheese and Notions beans. And then you go over to this counter where there's all the kind of meats that we just heard Matt explain. And I'm talking to you with my mouth full, which is really bad manners, but it is so delicious, I actually can't stop. It is just unbelievable.
It is so good. I mean, there is ribs, there's brisket, there's sausage, there's, I mean, I don't know what this is, but there's, it's a leg, is it? It's a leg. It actually is, it's like a human femur. I might be eating a human, I don't know.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.